In his sefer on Hanukkah, the Maharal talks about the symbolism of the fact that Hanukkah is 8 days. The world was created in 7 days, which represents the Olam HaTeva, but the number 8 represents Lamala Min HaTeva, which is what we celebrate in connection with the Nes Hanukkah. It is therefore very fitting and very much our privilege to welcome back to our yeshiva, our longtime Rosh Yeshiva, now the Rosh HaYeshiva at Landers, Rav Yonasan Sacks Shlita, who truly personifies the notion of Lamala Min HaTeva, both in terms of the quality of his shiurim and of his sfarim, and perhaps most importantly, in terms of the splendid Midos Tovos that he exemplifies and that serves as an inspiration for his many Talmidim, both here at the Yeshiva and elsewhere, and the many members of his community in Passaic, New Jersey. It is therefore a special schus for me to call upon Harav Yonasan Sacks Shlita.
Thank you, Rav Ries. It's an immense pleasure for me to be back and be so welcome and feel so much at home in our Kosle Beis HaMedrash. To thank Rav Ries for his words of introduction, but most importantly for his graciousness and invitation to be able to join you during the time of Hanukkah and to share Divrei Torah with you. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Daleh, Halacha Yud Beis, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chaviva hi ad ma'od. It's a precious, it's a dear mitzvah. The Rambam writes, its purpose is laharbos b'sheva chakel. And the Rambam explains that even one who is an absolute ani is obligated to beg, to borrow, even to be mocher ksuso, literally to sell the shirt off of his back, in order to see to it that he fulfills the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Diuk of Or Sameach, and that Rambam Dalad Yud Beis, the Rambam writes, Laharbos B'Sheva Chakel, seemingly a reference not only to the Ikar Mitzvah, but even to Mahadrin and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, and therefore the Or Sameach suggests that an Ani is obligated to sell his shirt even to fulfill Mahadrin and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Against what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafrei Shain Aleph Sifkat and Gimel, that the Nani only has to fulfill the Ikar HaMitzvah and nothing more. Several Simanim later, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafrei Shain Hei Sifkat and Yudalid, the same is true when it comes to a Katan, that a Katan is obligated in the Mitzvah of Chinuch, but perhaps the Ikar HaMitzvah is sufficient. The Katan perhaps is not obligated in Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. And I would suggest that perhaps Alibador Sameach, that Hidur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, is not an extrinsic independent chiyuv, but rather an inherent part of the very fabric of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And even if one should assume typically that Chinuch does not require Hidur Mitzvah, perhaps when it comes to Neros Chanukah, the Katan as well as the Ani is obligated to fulfill this chiyuv. What exactly is the source of that Rambam? The Rambam who writes that an Ani is obligated, Limkor Ksuso, Magen Mishnah writes, it's based on the Sugin Psochim and Afsaritesim Abeis when it comes to Dalit Kosos. The Mishnah tells us if you have an Ani, Lo Yivchisu Lo Mi Dalit Kosos, and Magid Mishnah writes, if it's true when it comes to Dalit Kosos, Kal V'chomer when it comes to Ner Chanukah. And the Chemishnah is so bothered, why Kal V'chomer? One would argue if it's true of the Pirsumei Nisa at the Seder night, so who had dinami, the Chemishnah writes, when it comes to Pirsumei Nisa of Ner Chanukah? Why should one assume this is considered to be Kal V'chomer? If you look in Shvus Yaakov, in Chela Gimel, Simen Memtes, you find in Avnei Nezer as well, perhaps a Kal V'chomer in the following sense. Tosfos already points out in Shabbos and Daf Chof Dalid that there are different levels of Pirsumei Nisa. The Gemara tells us it's obvious that you have to mention Al Hanisim in Chanukah in Tefillah, but is it so vital to mention Al Hanisim in Berchas HaMazon? Tosos questions, why should there be a difference between tefillah and benching? Tosos writes, because when it comes to tefillah, there's a tzibur component, and therefore greater pirsum hanes. When it comes to birchas hamazon, that a person does individually, so therefore less of pirsuminisa, and maybe there's no requirement of halanisim. Shusyakov writes, true, dalet kosos pirsuminisa, ner chanaka pirsuminisa, the pirsuminisa of the Seder night is, relatively speaking, a more private experience, that which you celebrate in the confines of your own home. And even so, one is obligated to be mocher ksusa. If that is true when it comes to that level of persumenisa, perhaps that's the intent of the Magid Mishnah Kavachomer when it comes to Ner Chanukah, where the persumenisa is incremental. There the persumenisa is at the tefach hasamach l'shus harabim, and therefore a greater persum hanes, Kavachomer, that Dani is obligated to participate as well. In the Sefer Kenaf Renana, he suggests a different biur. In this Magid Mishnah, a person doesn't have funds for Dalet Kosos. Is there no persuminisa? He'll still engage in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. He'll still be eating matzah. There are elements of persuminisa, even if he doesn't have Dalet Kosos. And yet, even for that aspect of persuminisa, an ani is obligated to participate as well. And therefore, kal vachomer, when it comes to Chanukah, where the essence of persuminisa is manifest in the hadlakas haneros, and without that, one is significantly compromising the pirsum hanes, and therefore, kal vachomer, the ani is obligated to participate as well. So therefore, the chiddush that the Rambam writes, ner Chanukah, sell the shirt off your back to participate in this mitzvah. This is true, of course, when it comes to ner Chanukah. And what about when it comes to Ner Shabbos? Is there such a halacha that an ani is obligated limkor ksuso for the purpose of Ner Shabbos? If you look in the makaros that the Gaon cites, both in Hilchos Shabbos as well as in Hilchos Chanukah, the Gaon in Hilchos Shabbos in Reis Samach Gimel, the Gaon in Chanukah in Tafrei Shain Aleph, the Gaon implies so strongly that what is true of Ner Chanukah is true of Ner Shabbos as well. And ani is obligated to be mocher ksuso to fulfill the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, la halacha, in bir halacha, in reish samach gimel. The bir halacha tells you to take a look in tafrei shayin aleph. You're obligated to sell your shirt. And the bir halacha writes, v'hu hadin hacha. The same thing is true when it comes to ner Shabbos as well. But if you look in the Rambam, it doesn't necessarily seem that that is the case. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis mentions this need for an ani to be mocher ksuso for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And we look at the parallel halacha of the Rambam regarding Ner Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, Perekei Halacha Aleph. There the Rambam expands upon the significance of Ner Shabbos, but the Rambam stops short of mentioning the need for an ani to be mocher ksuso. And therefore, the simple reading of the Rambam seems to indicate that yes, the persumenis of Chanukah requires that an ani do so, but not necessarily when it comes to Ner Shabbos. And therefore, the following difficulty. Tonight, for example, a person is an ani, you're going to tell him, sell the shirt off your back, in order to have ample shemen to fulfill the mitzvah, according to or sameach, even mahajin mina mahajin. Tomorrow night, you'll tell the ani to do exactly the same. You have to be mocher ksuso. And what about now, when it comes to Shabbos Chanukah? Dani doesn't have anything at all. You know, he has one beged left. You'll tell him, sell that beged in order to secure the necessary shemen. And he's about to go ahead and light the Ner Chanukah, and you'll tell him, no. The Gemara tells us, if you only have a single pach of shemen, you're not going to rely on the Nes Chanukah, and you have to choose between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So Ner Shabbos is adif. Right, because of Shalom Bayis. And then he will turn to you and say, yes, but for Ner Shabbos, the Rambam did not instruct me that I have to go ahead and sell my clothing to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. So you're going to tell the person to sell it and use it for Ner Shabbos? There wasn't such requirement. To use it for Ner Chanukah, Shalom Bayis is adiv. Not to be mocher ksuso, because he'll end up using it for Ner Shabbos, and there is no requirement. So again, unusual. On Wednesday and Thursday, yes, but on Friday, no, then go without Ner Chanukah. What would the halacha be in such a case of this ani who is mocher ksuso? This is a shail that's raised in the end of the Sefer Yeshua Smalko by Yeshua Leib Kutna, that how do you resolve that apparent paradox? You know, if you learn the sug as well of which shemen is kosher, which shemen is pasul, you can purchase shemen that's only kosher for Ner Chanukah and not for Ner Shabbos and avoid the necessary dilemma. But under typical conditions, what would you do, right, in such an instance? So I would suggest that one could perhaps resolve this dilemma based on a comment that the Klei Chemda has in Parshas Vayetzei. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis is bothered by the following. A person has very, very limited funds, a choice of either Aliyah L'Regel or Pidyon HaBen. Which one takes preference over the other? Do we assume that Pidyon HaBen, or do we assume that no, that Pidyon HaBen in principle can be fulfilled later? Aliyah L'Regel, a mitzvah overes, as you know, a machlokas Tanoim, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who maintains Aliyah L'Regel, and Tanakama maintains Pidyon HaBen. The Klei Chemda raises the following kasha in the name of the Chelukas Yoav, that isn't it obvious that Pidyon HaBen should take preference over Aliyah L'Regel? Why is it so obvious that it's true? Because Chelukas Yoav writes as follows. Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah. A mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah saseh, am I obligated to exhaust every penny that I have to fulfill a mitzvah saseh? To avoid an iser lo saseh, a person is expected to be willing to give up kol hon beiso. But when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, isn't there a cap? Don't we assume that hamavazveis al yavazveis yoser mechomesh? A person is not obligated to spend his last penny to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, if I have so little, am I obligated in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? L'chor anat? L'chor hispater? Lengthy discussion in Bir Halacha, Taf Reish Nun Vav, regarding this halacha of Chomesh when it comes to mitzvah saseh. But kipshuto, one is potter. He doesn't have to spend his last penny for Aliyah L'Regel. And what about when it comes to Pidyon HaBen? A person doesn't have significant funds. He's exempt from Pidyon HaBen. The Chelukas Yoav refers you to what the Gaon writes in Yerodei Shinhei, that Pidyon HaBen is a priyas hachov. There might be a mitzvah nesina, but essentially the Gaon writes it's a priyas hachov. There's a shibud of dinei mamonos, which is due to the Kohen. When it comes to priyas hachov, is there halach of chomesh? Imagine you borrow $1 million and you tell a person, you know, I haven't yet earned my fifth million, and therefore I don't have to pay you back any of the money that I owe because chomesh? Certainly not. You'll tell me, yeah, Rav Papa, priyas hachov mitzvah. But either in addition to or instead of, it is not merely a mitzvah, but there's a shibud. When it comes to a shibud of dinei mamonos, there's no halach of chomesh. And therefore, seemingly indicating, when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel, such an ani is potter. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, in principle, he is chayiv. So therefore, if there's a question of one or the other, isn't it obvious that Pidyon HaBen, that he is obligated to perform, would take preference over the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? Why is this a machlok is Rabbi Huda in Tanakama? Why doesn't the Gemara mention this basic distinction, the difference between a mitzvah which is kept by Chomesh as opposed to a shibud in Dina Mamonos, which is not? That's the tzarechiyun of the Chelukas Yoav. So the Klei Chemda suggests the following teretz. You know, not long ago, one of my balabatim, Baruch Hashem, a wonderful family, many children, in many yeshivas. I don't have to tell you, schar limud is not inexpensive. Not inexpensive. So he went before a given tuition committee, and they were willing to go ahead and to give him a hanacha, 50 cents on the dollar, but they had one question, in addition to everything else, that they asked of him. You know, all the other mostos that your children attend, are you paying 100 cents on the dollar? Or are you getting a scholarship there as well? Why was that relevant? They explained the following. They said, look, that if you can't afford and you can't put the food on your table, we're willing to go ahead and to reduce the keren. We'll give you that scholarship in order that that money saved can be used for taking care of the basic needs of your family. But we're not going to grant you a scholarship that you should pay 100 cents on the dollar to the other yeshiva. Right? The purpose of the scholarship is to take care of your basic essential needs. And that was their decision. The Balabas approached me. Whether that was reasonable of the tuition committee, whether it wasn't, and what came to mind, yeah, the Kleichemd in Parshas Vayetze, that's his teretz. That's what he writes. There's a cap of Chomesh. There's a cap of Chomesh. Hamavazvez al yavazvez yosemei Chomesh. Why is that true? Achok, ar Chomesh. So Kleichemd writes, it's because, look, if a person has so little funds, the Torah says, you know, instead of spending it on this mitzvah, utilize the funds to take care of your essential and basic needs. But imagine that I'll take those funds that I'm saving from that mitzvah, and I'm going to use it not to take care of the family needs. I'm going to use it for the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen. So the mitzvah of Li'il HaRegel comes forward and says, I wasn't mochel, my mitzvah, var chomesh, in order that you should spend those funds on another mitzvah. The purpose of Ar Chomesh is the Torah recognizes the dire situation and is willing to reduce, because that reduction will allow you to have some wiggle room and take care of your basic family needs. But if the money is not going to go for that purpose, so why should there be halacha of Hamavazvez Ayavazvez Yoser Mechomesh? So therefore, the Klechemda writes that in that instance, where the money is not going to be used for taking care of family needs, it's going to be used for Pidyon HaBen, then the exemption of Chomesh does not apply. And therefore, there is no Ptur. He's Chayiv in Ali L'Regel. He's Chayiv in Pidyon HaBen. Why should Ali L'Regel be Mochel their Kavod? And now, a Machlokes Tanaim, so which is considered to be a greater Chiyuv. And that's the Machlokes, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Chiddush of the Klei Chemden Parshas Vayetze. I would suggest the following, that perhaps that's relevant, right, to our Diyun as well. Even if one assumes, as the Rambam maintains, that there's no halach of Mocher Ksuso when it comes to the case of Ner Shabbos. Why? Because if a person doesn't have, the Torah does not require that that individual literally will sell the shirt off of his back in order to light Ner Shabbos. Why? Because take the limited funds that you have and use it to take care of the basic necessities and provisions of the bais. But the moment that I tell you that, you know what, I'm going to take those funds and I'm not going to use it for, but rather I'm going to use it for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, yeah, so the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos comes forward and says, I'm not mochel. I wouldn't argue that here there's an allowance, there's a dispensation that you don't have to in order that the funds should be used for Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is adif. Why should Ner Shabbos tell you that here you don't have to if indeed the funds are going to be used for Ner Chanukah? And perhaps one could suggest the Chiddush then, that in that instance, one is obligated limkor ksuso for the purpose of Ner Shabbos. Because the whole dispensation that one typically does not do so, the ani will say, last week you didn't tell me hati mocher ksuso for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? That's because last week that money saved you were able to use to take care of those provisions. But if this week you're going to use it for Ner Chanukah, so in such a case, then who says that Ner Shabbos would step aside in light of Ner Chanukah? Interesting application, right, of the Chiddush that one finds in Klei Chemd and Parshas Vayetze. That's food for thought, right? That balance, that paradox of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. The concept of Ner Chanukah is one which is so pressing. We celebrate Chanukah, number one, by Hadlokas Aneros, and number two, by the Chiyuv of Hallel and Hodah. And perhaps one could suggest, well, of course, after all, our celebration of Chanukah, the Hadlokas Aneros, the Hallel, perhaps corresponds to commemorating two very different events, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, as well as the Nitzachon of the Mochama, our victory over the Yevanim and Misyavnim, and therefore, the Nitzachon, the Yeshua of the Mochama, that is our basis of Hallel and Hodah. And of course, the mitzvah of Hadlokas Aneros parallels the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. The difficulty with that dichotomy is that when you look in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chof Aleph, and the Gemara raises the issue Mai Chanukah, the Gemara tells us the story of the great Nesav, the Pach HaShemen, enough Shemen only to last for a single day, or one Girsin Shiltos, Shemen that would not even last for a single day, and miraculously continued to burn. And therefore the Gemara tells us, L'shana cheres kiva'um v'asu'um yamim tovim v'halal v'hodah. The chiyuv of halal v'hodah is a function of the nes of the Pach HaShemen. And when we're madlik the neiros of Chanukah, we say haneiros halalu, found in the Brison Mesechus Sofrim. We do so afterwards, but if you look in Mesechus Sofrim, Mesechus Sofrim writes that you recite the bracha of Lahadik, you light, then haneiros halalu, and then Shasa Nisim Shechiyanu. Interesting chiddush. Rav Slavichuk once compared that to the Seder night. Sipur Hanes, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and subsequently, the bracha of Asher Golanu, the bracha on the Nes itself. And what do we highlight in Haneiros Halalu? The Yeshua, Melchamas, the Nitzachon of the Melchama. The Chi of Hoda is rooted in the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, and yet at the very time of the Hadlaka, we highlight and underscore the Nes of the Melchama, seeming to underscore the confluence, the relationship of both. Not that dichotomy that there is one nes of the Pach HaShemen and a second of the Yeshua that we experience, but yet each one informs the other. And as my Talmidim know, I often cite the Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo, that this is not a surprise. Umin hanisim hagdolim mefursamim ademode benisim hanistarim. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a Nes Nigla, not merely for that experience, but the Nes Nigla informs and hones one's vision to appreciate Nisim Nistarim. Imagine you lived in the time of Chanukah, and you are giving great Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua of the Melchama. And someone challenges you and tells you that no, that was a natural occurrence. Why is that considered to be a result of Hashkochas Hashem? It's not unheard of that sometimes the underdog prevails, and true, Rabim Bab Meyatim, but it happens. And therefore the Chashmonaim were better equipped, they were more prepared, and therefore they emerged victorious. And imagine you're debating back and forth the extent of Hashkochas Hashem, and in the background, there's a Pach HaShemen that continues to burn for 8 days. Undeniably, a Nes Nigla. And you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu only performs the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, and the Yeshua of Knesset Yisrael is incidental, and that is natural? That debate quickly comes to an end. That the Nes of the Pach HaShemen sheds light, it illuminates our experience of the Yeshua of Anisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Umin hanisim gdolim mefursamim adamoda benisim hanistarim. The Rabban continues, She'ein l'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have a chelik in the Torah Hashem. Ad shenamin v'chol d'vreinu mekreinu kulam teva, kulam nisim, ein bolan tele mehogam shalodam. Everything is an ace. There's no such thing as a natural process. Nisim gluyim, nisim nistarim, but nothing that occurs independent of Hashkochas Hashem. The very term nes, a dual implication. Nes is a wonder, a pella, but Nes is a flag, a banner, an indicator. Every Nes is a Pella, but it's something that flags, that indicates, that informs that everything in life is a result of Hashkochas Hashem. And therefore, the Chi of Hodah, of the Yeshua of the Melchama, that of course is predicated on the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. And at the time of the Hadlaka, you have to mention in Haneiros Halalu, the Sipur Haneis of the Melchama itself, because these are absolutely inseparable. And therefore, it is one that sheds light on the other, and therefore that is our basis of the Chiyuv Hodah. The Yevanim were known for their accelerated Chachma. But in Yavan, there was no assumption that Chachma and Kedusha have to go hand in hand. You know the Bach in Tafresh Ayin? The Bach who comments that the Yevanim could have destroyed and confiscated all of the Shemen, But they didn't do so. They were mitameh the shemen. Not incidentally, but the Bach writes, deliberately. Because you can light the menorah, you can illuminate, as long as you do so with shemen that is tameh. Because the need for tara in kedusha is not necessarily relevant in order to be able to attain chachma. And we know certainly that's not the case. We know that chachma and kedusha are inseparable. The gzeros of the Yevanim, of Shabbos and Mila and Kiddush HaChodesh, it was a streak of brilliance of the Yevanim. They wanted to undermine Kedushas Yisrael. And they chose three areas of gzeira, because they felt that these three institutions, Shabbos, Mila, and Kiddush HaChodesh, that no doubt would undermine our Kedusha if we did not fulfill them. And you know, when we refer to Shabbos, we don't just refer to Shabbos, but Shabbos Kodesh. And we refer to a bris as an os bris kodesh. And we refer to the whole process of Chishuv HaChodesh as Kiddush HaChodesh. Because we recognize the Kedusha, which is latent in every aspect of these mitzvahs. And our response to the Yevanim was that Kedusha and Chachma are inseparable. The menorah can represent, as the Mir writes in Mishlei and Perek Tes, all types of Chachma Hashem. As long as Miksha Teyaseh, as long as it is formed from a single source and a single unit, not as an independent value, but that which streams and stems from the Kedusha Sator. And that, no doubt, is our challenge. There is a fascinating comment to the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Igeres Hashmad. It's very questionable what the source of this Rambam is, but the Rambam writes there was a fourth Gzera. Aside from the three known Gzeras, the Rambam writes the fourth, Shelo Yiskar Adam Pesach Beisa. One of the gzeros of the Yevanim was you couldn't close the door to your home. The door always had to be open. Any societal influence could infiltrate, could permeate. And any aspect of Kedushas Habayis could diffuse. And therefore the Yevanim said that no door could be closed that represents the Kedushas Habayis. You know, that Rambam gives us added insight and why indeed the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is at the Pesach Samuch L'Shusar Rabim, not merely because of Pursum and Issa, yes, but beyond that, the Kedushas Habayis, the ability to be able to set up demarcations, to be Koveya Tchumim, to realize that integration has its limitations, that no doubt is part of the lesson of our Nitzachon at this particular time. And the challenge, no doubt, of Chanukah is to take every opportunity that we have, whether it's through the direct Limud HaTorah, or whether it's through our pursuit of Lumudei Chol, and to infuse that with the sense of Kedusha. That is our challenge. Everything is an opportunity to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim and to radiate with a true sense of Kedusha HaTorah. But it's an opportunity. And it's something that we have to rise to that challenge to see to it that every aspect of that which we do represents the Kedusha HaTorah and is manifest in Kiddush Hashem. I heard recently that there was someone in Bnei Brak who won the lottery. So they had this financial windfall. So they started leading, you know, a somewhat more upscale lifestyle. You know, the deer that they had was not quite good enough. And that the car that they used to drive was not exactly of the standard. And they started spending money on other items that up until now were not at all important to them. So the wife was concerned about an ayin hara. That, you know, people are going to look and they're going to see and, you know. So she impressed upon her husband to speak with Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, to see if you have to be concerned about the ayin hara of winning such a lottery. So Rabbi Chaim said to him, since you won the lottery, are you learning more? More kviyasit in the Torah? More starim? You were able to limit, for example, the amelus of Parnassa and immerse yourself in the Torah Sashem? And he honestly answered that he wasn't able to. That wasn't the result of his winnings. If anything, he was even busier now than he was before. He used to be that ani who had to choose between one and the other, and now he didn't have that challenge. Rav Chaim asked him, that, as a result of your winnings, more diktuk and more shmiras hamitzvos? So honestly, he said, not really. It wasn't a game changer. It didn't really impact. He didn't notch up as a result. So Rav Chaim turned to him and said, so why would anyone be envious of you? Why would there be an ayin hara? Why should one be mekana? If you take that opportunity, right, and you use it for real sense of Tosefes Kedusha, so then a person has to be concerned. And that's what a person does with the real sense of Amidas Hanava and Amidas Hatznius. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives each of us, and each of you, the Talmidei HaYeshiva, wonderful opportunities. Opportunities of Gedolei Yisrael, who are your Rebbeim and Rosh HaYeshiva. Opportunities of Bechol Derechel Do'ihu, to be able to see, as the Rambam describes, the harmony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. It's a responsibility to see to it that that manifests itself in Tosefes Kedusha. If you do, that is the true Nitzachon that we experience during Hanukkah. And if somehow the feeling is that there is that dichotomy, that Chochma can exist without that Tosefes Kedusha in Tara, you know, as the Pnei Yeshua writes, in Daf Chaf Aleph in Shabbos, the Tshuva Chacham Tzvi, technically speaking, we didn't necessarily need the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. The Gemara writes in Yuman Daf Av, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, that Tumas Hutra Duchuya Betzibur, we would have figured out a way to madlik the menorah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Nes to see to it that the menorah will not be lit with Shemen that is Tamei. That was the attempt, the Bach writes, of the Yevanim, to see to it that the menorah that represents the Kedusha Satorah radiates and glows and expresses that Tosefes Kedusha through the Shemen Tahor that the Neis Chanukah allowed. Each of you should be zoche to see to it in your pursuit of the Torah Hashem, to be able to inspire others and to soar to this great height that we represent during the time of Chanukah. To recognize that every bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a challenge and an opportunity to be able to internalize that tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, to take the Nisim Gluyim and to allow that to inform everything that we do in life, to recognize that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. Bezer Hashem, that our fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, our chiyuv of halav v'oda, will afford that time of witnessing the ultimate gula asida, to be able to experience the hadlakas and eros in the mikdash Hashem, where the hashgachas Hashem is characterized by a true sense of nisim gluyim, as well as obvious nisim nistarim. Our challenge is to see to it that time of Bias called Tzedek, right, is one that is at the threshold of our existence, to be Metzapeli Yeshua, and to see to it that the Nes of the Pach HaShemen informs every aspect of life and challenges us and brings out the utmost in each one of us in experiencing that Tosefes Kedusha and Tara. It's a delight for me to be able to return to the Kostlei Beis HaMedrash. I'm very, very much indebted to my Rebbeim, to Rav Lee Shlita, for this opportunity. I look forward for times in the future as well to be able to interact and to share Divrei Torah with you. I thank each of you, dear, dear Talmidim, for coming, for attending, and so graciously listening to these insights regarding the special character of the Nisim of Chanukah.